So that's a patient visitor. We have, do we want to go over?
Yeah, I'd like to get into a little bit of the different opportunities that we have. So patient visitor is what we already talked about, providing companionship, visiting and stuff. That is a pretty well-needed area of volunteering that I have requests from a lot, especially in the Morris area, the Starbuck area, really local patients that have requested community members to come visit them. But we also have opportunities for people who either don't have the time or maybe don't feel comfortable face to face, you know, in that situation or in that environment, for administrative or virtual volunteers, for designing some flyers or sending out emails or whatever that is, or coming into the office and help sorting and unpacking supplies or delivering supplies to our nurses on the road. We have bereavement program that really follows up with a family for up to 2 years after their loved one has passed.
Wow.
and offering them support and resources and checking in, especially around special milestones like holidays, birthdays, anniversaries. All of those firsts are really challenging to navigate, and so our volunteers play a huge role in that, with phone calls and sending out cards and checking in and just being an extra person, an extra resource for these families. And I also want to talk about our veteran volunteers. Moments Hospice is partnered with We Honor Veterans, which combines the national, I'm not going to remember the whole acronym now, but the hospice and palliative care organization with VA. And so only 3% of veteran deaths happen within a VA system. A lot
wow.
of them are passing away outside of VAs. And so this We Honor Veterans program offers resources and extra training so that local hospice organizations like Moments can provide veteran-centric care and do everything that we can to provide for the special needs of veterans. And one of the things that is part of that program in Moments is finding other veterans in the community to come alongside their brothers and sisters who have served, honor them. We do pinning ceremonies, present them with flags, and then also just having somebody who understands, that they can talk to, that they can connect with in ways that civilians really can't provide. So that's a part of our volunteer organization as well.
Wow, that is great. That's fantastic, actually. So if somebody wanted to volunteer, how do they go about doing so?
Yeah, the best way is probably just to give me a call or a text. My name is Cammie. My number is 973-946-2425. Available anytime. And if you want to go online, you can go to momentshospice.com/volunteer. There's more information and an interest form you can fill out, and somebody will reach out to you.
All right, fantastic. Well, Cammie, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
I just want to say that this is really, people assume that volunteering for hospice, yes, it will impact the people that they are seeing, but they often underestimate the impact that it will have on themselves. I've gone with on a lot of these visits. When you enter into a patient's room, it's like time stops. Urgency is gone. You know, we live in a really hustle and bustle culture, and
yeah.
having that space where none of that even matters anymore, and just the opportunity to be present with another soul, is so impactful on yourself too. So people often underestimate that, but that is really, really powerful moment for both parties.
Yeah, wow. I just, hats off to you. That's great. Talking with Cammie Richter, the hospice volunteer coordinator, rather, with Moments Hospice. I just wanted to thank you very much for taking the time to come in today and share the message. If you want to volunteer, get a hold of Cammie. What's your phone number again?
My phone number is 973-946-2425.
All right, fantastic. It's Cammie Richter, the hospice volunteer coordinator at Moments Hospice. Thank you again for your time.
Of course. Thank you, Murph.